This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Coming up on Sunday night, Douglas County Christmas tree lighting. Tamara Howell from Douglas County Government Inn. Are you guys ready for all this?
We are ready.
So talk about what's going to be going on Sunday night.
Well, Sunday night, we will have our 40th annual Douglas County Christmas tree lighting ceremony. And we are excited this year to be pairing with Geneva Academy. They will be performing several songs. And we're not just talking their honor choir this year. We're talking their entire school and their parents. So
wow.
We're looking at a choir the size of 70 to 90 people coming in to perform some traditional holiday tunes as well as some others with us. And, of course, we have on good authority that Santa and Mrs. Santa will be making an appearance this year and doing our annual lighting and lighting up the courthouse and kicking off the Christmas season.
Now, I guess usually one of the things that is a bit of a mystery is exactly how Santa Claus is going to arrive, and I suppose you can't tell us.
No, we're not sure yet. I know he conspires a lot with the Roseburg Police Department and Roseburg Fire Department, but we're not exactly sure how he's going to get there this year.
All right, that's always something to watch out for. It's amazing the crowds you get at this thing.
It is wonderful. Over the years, we've had a tremendous amount of people that come out and enjoy the evening with us, and we will have a hospitality booth there with some hot chocolate and some coffee and some snacks. And we want to thank Miss Douglas County for a scholarship pageant for helping us with that, and First Christian Church for hosting that and a live nativity. So there's a little bit for people to do and enjoy the music and get ready for us to count down and light up our tree.
So I guess that they've gotten the lights all ready to go then, huh?
Oh, yes. The building facilities has had been testing and had the lights up for about a week now, so we're very anxious to turn them on.
So so they've actually been in place that long and nobody's flipped the switch by accident?
Well, they've done some testing, so I've seen them flicker, but they haven't been on for any length of time.
Well, it's always a cool light display. And talk about the tree.
Well, the tree, it is our second year of our heritage tree, and it has grown about 8 inches, over a foot from last year. And it's a permanent tree that we have on our front lawn that we are hoping will be here in, 100 years.
And kind of a switch after years of bringing in a different tree every year.
Yes, it is. So, after Snowmageddon, our selection of really beautiful Douglas fir trees kind of diminished. And we thought we used to have a tree when they first started these on the lawn that they decorated. But that tree, got old and they had to take care of it. And so now it's kind of nice to be back to a tree that's a living tree that's going to be there for next many generations to come.
Well, very good. Well, and if people can't get down there schedule-wise or whatever, talk about what's available.
We are going to be live streaming the whole event on the Douglas County Facebook page, so Douglas County Government Facebook page. And I believe it'll be shared on a number of other channels with some of our co-sponsors, City of Roseburg and First Christian Church.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about Sunday night?
Dress warm. It's supposed to be a little chilly, so come on down and enjoy the evening. We will have pictures with Santa and Mrs. Santa and, of course, all of our firefighters and police officers to help us with this event. So bring your camera and come on down.
All right, Tamara Howell from Douglas County. You're getting ready for the Christmas tree lighting. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
8:40 at the Morning Report.